Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Okay, more this week as we continue to look at Made Unto Us Sanctification. Now, last week I gave you all some homework, and that was to read Acts 1 and 8, and to pay close attention to the word witness. So let us read Acts 1 and 8 and get into what the Holy Spirit has for us today. So open up your spirit. Amen. Luke writes, "But you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." Now Jesus is not telling the disciples that after they receive the Holy Spirit, they're supposed to go out and merely witness to people. Rather, he is telling them that they will become, now that is a process, living witnesses to him. The word witness could easily be translated evidence. Another translation of the word witness is martyr. Oh, wow. Jesus told the disciples, after the Holy Spirit comes upon them, they will have the power to be evidence that Jesus Christ is alive and to become a martyr, to lay their life down. Oh, how true, my friend. The person in whom Christ dwells is supposed to be living evidence of Christ and must lay down their life spiritually and sadly sometimes physically, so Christ can be seen out from them to the world. Wow, that is the definition of sanctification, is it not? And it is not what happens to the disciples. Why, sure, all of the disciples except for John died a martyr's death. I'll let that sink in for a moment. We too are to be like the disciples, be evidence of Christ in the earth, and yes, too, or we are to lay aside or lay down our lives so that Christ can be seen in and out of us. You know, most Christians and some believers I know usually think of sanctification in terms of good or holy works. Now, wait a minute. Now, these are included, to be sure. But at the core, we have been seeing, and it is affirmed here, that sanctification is the evidence of Christ himself dwelling within us. Let me say that again. That sanctification is the evidence of Christ himself dwelling within us. Wow, what is the impact upon us on someone who belongs to Christ? Wow. What is the evidence when a person has Christ in him? Now, these are two great questions. Is it their good works or maybe their service? Well, sure, good works and service are a part, but the real witness, the real evidence that Christ dwells in a person is Christ himself as seen and manifested. Sanctification is Christ seen, and as such, it is evidence that we are witness that we belong to God. In 1 John 5, 1-11, John lays down the evidence of being a child of God. Again, not the good works or coming to look and act like Jesus, oh no, but by being able to be a martyr like Christ to lay down our life. John writes, verse 1, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." They're birthed from above. They're saved. "And everyone that loveth him, that begot, loveth him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments." Wow. You know, you cannot love God and not love his children. "For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world, and that is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." John now gives us the disclaimer of who is he that overcometh the world in verse 5. "Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth in the Son of God?" Did you get that, my friend? To be an overcomer and inherit all things so that he can become an overcomer and overcome the world, we must believe that Jesus is the Son of God. You know, mainstream, religions, many of them do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Oh, they believe he was born in a manger so they can have their Christmas parties and exchange gifts. And they believe he died, and some believe he rose so they can have their Easter pageants and their musicals. But believe in Jesus as the Son of God? Well, that is just too much for them to believe. John continues in verse 6 to provide more evidence or more of a witness so that we can witness to Christ. In verse 6, John says, "This is that comes by water and by blood, not by baptism in water, oh no, as some denominations like the UPC teach, but is born of a woman, water and amniotic fluid and blood of a vaginal birth." Oh no, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is true. Verse 7 says, John gives us more evidence that validates even the Trinity in the Bible here. "For there are three that beareth record in heaven, the Father, God, the Word, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one," or in unity, "of purpose and function." So much for all of those denominations out there that reject the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Well, they are not rejecting the Trinity. Oh, no. They are rejecting the Word of God that tells us so. Verses 9 and 10 kind of summarizes that evidence or that witness. "If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which hath testified of his Son." In verse 10, "He that believeth on the Son of God, Jesus, has the witness in himself. He that believed not God hath made him a liar." Wow. "Because he believes not the record that God gave him." And God is his Son. Or also you could say, we receive the evidence of men, the evidence of God, or a witness is greater than this witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. "He that believes on the Son of God has the evidence in himself. He that believes not on God has made God a liar, because he believes not the witness or the evidence that God gave his Son." And this is the evidence. Now, this is the evidence that God has given to us eternal life, or the life of God. And this life is only found in the Son of God. The evidence of God is Jesus Christ. Let me say that again. The evidence of God is Jesus Christ. And we are the evidence. We are the witness of God by virtue of Christ in us, and Christ then being seen through us. This is sanctification. This is holiness. The impact of Christ in us is to be Christ formed in us. Galatians 4:19. And us being formed together with him. Let me say that again. The impact of Christ in us is to be Christ formed in us. Galatians 4:19. And us being formed together with him. This, my friend, is sanctification. Jesus Christ is made unto us sanctification, and made unto us others, and the manifested evidence or witness of God. Amen. Next week, I feel in my spirit to start a new series tackling another hard word for Christians, and that is justification. Most Christians do not understand sanctification. They do not understand justification. And I have to say, if you do not understand these two words, you may not even be saved, because that is the heart and the soul of our salvation. It's good to believe. I mean, the devils believe and so forth, but we must believe the Word of God, and we must believe what has happened. And that is, we are saved, we are justified, and we are sanctified. Amen. So next week we will start justification by faith. Justification by faith. So this has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week to come, and that that the Lord is blessing you, and you are understanding the things that I'm teaching. I know they're kind of deep, but you know, deep is the way up. Amen. The way up is down. And so deep is down. So God bless. And we will talk to you next week. Amen.